This show is recorded. Please do not call or text.
And we're doing a lot of traveling right now. It's vacation season and maybe traveling to some cities that you've never been to or that you go to often. But do you know that city's slogan? Well, here's some cities to keep in mind because they have some interesting slogans for their city. In fact, we have a list of the weirdest city slogan in every state. And we've gone through the first 10 in alphabetical order. Now we're at Hawaii. And this one, kind of self-explanatory. And all this is comes from mediafeed.org. Honolulu, known as the Big Pineapple. You got, of course, New York, the Big Apple. Well, Honolulu is the Big Pineapple. Of course, Dole Food Company based there. And it's Hawaii's most loved fruit. And it's all Honolulu is also home to the world's largest pineapple. So is that like a wood carving, a statue, or an actual pineapple? I don't know.
I'll have to research that.
Yeah. What's next on the list, Nathan?
Yeah, number 12 is Idaho, and natives quickly took to shortening their own name to Scow. So many University of Idaho students lovingly call it the Dirty Scow. The Dirty Scow, which actually reminds me, when I was in the Marine Corps, we lived just off base out the back gate in a little fishing village called Sneed's Ferry. And I later found out that their kind of underground slogan for the city was the Sneaky Freaky. I have no context. I don't know why they called it that. It didn't seem either sneaky nor freaky.
In Illinois, there's a town called Metropolis, and they call it the home of Superman.
Oh, that's cool.
Does he really live there?
I don't know.
I haven't seen, I thought Metropolis was like a big city.
Yeah. Oh, absolutely.
Okay. Yeah. Well, gosh.
Some of our DC fans need to text us and let us know.
And next on the list. It's neighbor, yeah. Illinois' neighbor.
Yes, Indiana. Musicians may have already heard of Elkhart, Indiana, and theirs is the band instrument capital of the world. And they get that because Elkhart is home to many music companies, such as Selmer and United Musical Instruments.
And there's a huge band instrument store or warehouse in South Bend called Woodwind Brasswind. We've gotten many of our kids' musical instruments there. So
I don't play an instrument, Jeff. I never did. Of course, I've taken piano lessons.
Yeah, I kind of played piano. That's about it. And drums for a little bit. Iowa, there's a town of Stewart. Their slogan is, home of 1,700 good eggs and a few stinkers. Okay.
Wow.
I don't know if I'd want to buy my eggs from there, but they have a festival called Good Egg Days, a three-day celebration around Father's Day, full of good family fun.
16, Kansas, while not a great name for a city, it does make a good pun. You ready for this one?
Okay.
The town of Gas embraced its name with the slogan, don't pass gas, but enjoy it.
Oh, my. All right. That's one of the best on this list so far.
That's good.
In Kentucky, there's a town of Cumberland, and their slogan is the little town that international harvester, coal miners, and their families built. Of course, international harvester based there and has a major plant there. So, and of course, in Kentucky, a lot of coal mines. So good little slogan for them.
All right. So 18, Louisiana, you won't exactly be seeing this on Shreveport's tourism ad, but locals often refer to it as Ratchet City. Never heard of that.
Yeah. Ratchet.
I guess.
They have a lot of ratchet tool attacks. I don't know. In Maine, Farmington, Maine, is proud of their part in inventing earmuffs. So their slogan is earmuff capital of the world. So you can thank Farmington, Maine for your ears keeping warm because they know cold.
That's true. They do. All right. We want to do 20.
Yep. We'll wrap up this time at 20.
All right. So Maryland, Baltimore is known as Bodymore Myrtleland.
Oh, great.
Wow. This is it's not official, but ask anyone from Baltimore about Myrtleland and the chances are high. They'll know what you're talking about.
Okay. Myrtleland. If, Baltimore ever has to change their name, the Baltimore Murderlands. Murderers.
Actually, that'd
be murderers.
Hey,
man. All right. So some are silly, some make sense, and some are scary, like Ratchet and Murderland.
This show is recorded. Please do not call or text.